Welcome to Hope's Garden and the Bridegroom Speaks podcast with Laura Ercolino.
This quote is one that I've really been pondering, and I think it really ties in well with Song of Songs, so much of that imagery describing the temple, describing the place where we come to encounter God and to worship him. And then with Christ in the new covenant, the temple is no longer a building made of stone. It is Christ himself. And then he says, it is us, that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. So where we're going to be going is, what does this mean then? If we truly believe that, and we want to integrate that belief into our whole lives, that we as mind, heart, body, and soul, whole persons created in the image and likeness of God, that we are temples of God, that within us is the Holy of Holies, where the Holy Trinity dwells, right? What does this mean then for the way that we think, the way that we act, the way that we respond to the people and circumstances in our lives? Like, how do we live as temples of the Holy Spirit? And what can we learn from the Song of Songs about how Christ wants us to live as his brides in whom he dwells? That this is a one flesh, one spirit, spousal relationship with God himself. And so I read this quote by St. Ignatius of Antioch. Nothing is hidden from the Lord, but even our secrets are close to him. Let us then do everything in the knowledge that he is dwelling within us, that we may be his temples, and he may be God within us. He is and will reveal himself in our sight according to the love we bear him in holiness. So he is, which means at this very moment, in some way, God is revealing to each one of us himself. And he will continue. He will always be attempting to reveal himself to each and every one of us, according to the love we bear him in holiness. Love will always fill the object in which it pours itself to the space that that object allows for him to fill. So the more that we allow him to dilate our hearts and our souls and make room for him, which means getting rid of the other things that take up that space, then the more of himself he will pour in and reveal to us. The love we bear him in holiness, not just the love that we bear him, and this is where it ties into, in my mind, to how do we live as his temples? Because that's what holiness is, I believe, right? Holiness means that we're integrated, that this love we bear for God is displayed, comes out, informs, motivates everything that we think, say, and do. That we can't just say that we love him. That love has to be shown in the way that we live our lives, including the ways that we speak to ourselves, think about ourselves, and treat ourselves. So, you know, one of the truths about our relationship with God is just that, that it's a relationship, that there is a giving and a receiving on both parts, a mutual giving and receiving. And our growth in faith and holiness depends on how willing we are to receive and to give.
For more resources and our consecration to Christ the Bridegroom, visit hopesgarden.com. The sanctuary where the spousal love of Christ the Bridegroom heals hearts, marriages, and families. You may also want to join our community powered by Mighty Networks. Download the Mighty Networks app and find us at Hope's Garden.